75, RXQ, WI5OW, K Camden.
WA5OWG, this is W5RX, yes sir.
Good evening, Dale. Is everything okay at your house? Over.
Well, good evening, Wayne. Yes, everything is fine here, although I'm watching some terrible devastation and loss of life in Oklahoma City on TV.
You broke up on me. Yeah, they got a mess over there. They're going to need a lot of prayers. Over.
They've got a long night ahead of them, and yes, indeed, prayers are in order.
Not a net going on here now, is it?
No, negative. I suppose they were talking on TV about their terrible communications problems, so there may be some nets in Oklahoma. I don't know. It's still awfully early for things to be organized, and come daybreak, I'm sure there will be a lot of activity.
Roger, roger.
I'm going to keep all the lines of communications that I can open to see if they need any help over there, Aries Racing-wise, but I haven't heard anything yet, of course. It's way too early.
Hey, well, just checking on you, buddy. Make sure you're all right. By the way, we got the solar business taken care of here now. We don't have the whole house on it. That's too expensive, but we are running the most expensive stuff off of solar at the present time. Over.
Wayne, that is very, very good. Congratulations. You did a good job.
Anybody can do it, Dale. Anybody can read. Anyway, you have a good evening. We're doing a test tonight. We got a refrigerator that pulls somewhere like 3 amps. And it's going to put a test to the system, although I've got 6... deep cycle trolling batteries on the system and 12 panels out on the wing here. But they don't do no, them panels don't do no good in the dark. But we'll see. I sent Roy a picture and I was going to send you a picture and I ain't got to it yet. You have a good evening. I got to run. WA5OWG.
Wayne, 7-3, and take care and see you in the morning. WA5OWG from W5RXU.
Welcome to the W5DI repeater, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Alert, AR Skyline weather net is up. Please wait 10 seconds. Link system ready.
From the National Weather Service in North Little Rock, this is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn. All stations, please stand by for a warning statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for Polk, P-O-L-K, County in Western Arkansas, Southwestern Scott County in Western Arkansas until 10:30. This was for a line of severe thunderstorms 12 miles west of Mountain Fork, moving to the east at 40 miles per hour. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for Polk and southwestern Scott County until 10:30 p.m. Also, we have a severe thunderstorm warning for Johnson County, north central Logan, southwestern Newton, west central Pope, P-O-P-E, County until 10:30 p.m. These storms are located along a line extending from 2 miles southeast of Alma to 6 miles north of Boonville, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. This includes Interstate 40 between all mile markers 44 and 66. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for Johnson, north central Logan, southwestern Newton, and west central Polk County until 10:30 p.m. All stations, please stand by. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn at the National Weather Service office in North Little Rock. I'll be your net control this evening. Arkansas Skywarn has been activated by the National Weather Service. Arkansas Skywarn serves the purpose of gathering timely and accurate storm reports with the goal of preserving life and protecting property in the Little Rock County warning area. All properly licensed amateur radio operators, and particularly those who have attended Skywarn Storm Spotter training, are encouraged to participate. This is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. As the weather situation is of a serious nature, we ask that stations only check in when asked to do so by net control. We'll go ahead and ask for a round of check-ins here in just a moment, but as a reminder, reportable criteria is as follows. Tornado, wall cloud, funnel cloud, wind in excess of 58 miles per hour, hail greater than 1 inch. Storm reports with these reportable criteria are of our primary concern. There are times when net control asks for reports concerning non-reportable criteria. Only report non-reportable criteria at the request of net control. We'll be taking any reports at all of severe weather this evening, so you don't have to necessarily stick to the reportable criteria, but that was just a reminder. Okay, at this time we'll be accepting check-ins. Anybody wishing to check into the Arkansas Skywarn net, please call net control. Okay, just to let you know what we got going on this evening, there is a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms approximately on a line from about 30 miles south of Fort Smith all the way up towards Mountain Home. Anywhere northwest of that line is a moderate risk. We're currently under a slight risk of severe thunderstorms as these storms continue to move our way. Weather Service forecasters advise they kind of expect it to taper off in intensity and to become a heavy rain event. Now, the story is a little bit different for tomorrow, and we'll move on to that in just a moment. Break.
Skywarn.
Actually, before I move on to tomorrow, let's talk about the tornado watch. Tornado watch number 195 is in effect until this Monday night and Tuesday morning until 3 a.m. Primary threats include several tornadoes with a few intense tornadoes possible. Numerous damaging wind gusts expected with several significant gusts to 75 miles per hour possible. And numerous large hail events, likely with a few very large hail events to 2 inches in diameter possible. The tornado watch area is approximately along and 95 statute miles east and west of the line from 25 miles east northeast of Vichy, Missouri to 45 miles west southwest of DeQueen, Arkansas. So basically, if you draw that line, it's pretty much the northwestern half of the state of Arkansas is under a tornado watch until 3 a.m. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Scott Skywarn. Stand by for more. I think I hear somebody calling net control. You're not making the repeater. Can you boost your power or change your location? That's KC5IAM. I'm not really receiving you right now. We might try to boost your power or change your location, or maybe onto a different repeater. Over. That, James. Somebody was, and it sounded like you. Sorry about that. Okay, moving on to the situation overnight tonight and tomorrow. Looks like overnight tonight they're expecting the weather to taper off into a primarily heavy rain event starting a little bit after midnight. And then as that moves on off to the east, we'll get a break in the weather tomorrow morning. And then round two should start early to mid-afternoon tomorrow. There is a moderate risk in southwest and central Arkansas, including the pretty much along the line from Texarkana on up past probably almost past Searcy is the moderate risk area, pretty much the southeastern third of the state, two-thirds. Well, let's just say the southern half of the state of Arkansas is probably the best way to give it to you there. Moderate risk of severe weather. The entirety of the state is under a slight risk of severe weather, with the primary modes being heavy, high winds and the possibility of some tornadoes tomorrow. That's going to be tomorrow mid-afternoon into the evening. Right now, we just have our two severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. Still for Johnson, North Central Logan, Southwestern Newton, and West Central Pope, P-O-P-E County, until 10:30. And then also severe thunderstorm warning for Polk and Southwestern Scott County until 10:30 p.m. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn. Anybody wishing to check in the Skywarn net, go ahead and call net control at this time. Acknowledge those last two, WX1DX, Jesse and Cabot, and KE5DUK, Kevin and Ward. Appreciate you being there for the net this evening. Like I said, expecting this to taper off into a rain event sometime after midnight, but we're going to stay here and keep an eye on things. There's still some possibility of tornadic activity, but the primary threats right now appear to be heavy rain, hail, and the possibility of some very high winds this evening. So we'll keep you posted. Okay, if anybody has any reportable criteria, reportable or non-reportable criteria, just anything that has to do with possibility of severe weather this evening, you can call net control at any time.
Skywarn.
Lots of static there on your signal. I think you might have had a question or a check in there. Can you come again?
Roger. Charlie, India Alpha Mike, come in. Get a communication with the Eureka Springs area. They're concerned about it. It's possible to find out if you have an update.
I heard somebody is concerned about something in the Eureka Springs area. Can you move back to where you were before, because I'm having trouble receiving your signal.
Kilo Charlie 5, via Alpha. I have some person in Eureka Springs. Weather is in fire.
KF5FBR standby. I'll give you some information about Upper Eureka Springs. I wasn't really able to receive what you're asking for, but I'll tell you what I'm seeing up there. Standby. Okay, just to let you know about what's going on up in the Eureka Springs area, it looks like the heaviest of the activity is off to the east. The heaviest of the activity is primarily in an area just east of Fort Smith. Looks like it could become a problem for the Clarksville-Russellville area probably within the next hour to an hour and a half. But there is a few tornado warnings just to the east of Fort Smith that are outside the county warning area, and that's also the severe thunderstorm warned thunderstorm line that that is being warned by the Little Rock National Weather Service office. But as far as for what's going on up in the Eureka Springs area, it just looks like a lot of heavy rain right now.
X1DX,
KF5FBR, go ahead.
I say just to let you know, I've got the Northwest Arkansas group linked in with the STARS repeater if you need the resource.
Skywarn.
I appreciate that. Would you relay to me if anything of interest comes across that? I assume that you'll be monitoring.
Correct. For the next bit, yes, sir.
Okay, I'll leave that up to you. Let me know if you leave that post, however, and I might be able to monitor it from here, but that's a good resource. Thanks, Jesse. WX1DX, KF5FBR, Net Control, National Weather Service, North Little Rock. Stations, please stand by for a severe weather warning from the National Weather Service in North Little Rock. National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Conway County, Southern Johnson County, Northeastern Logan County, Pope, P-O-P-E County, West Central Van Buren, and Northern Yell County in Central Arkansas until 11 p.m. At 10.06 p.m., there was a line of storms. These storms were located along a line extending from 2 miles northwest of Scranton to 8 miles northwest of Danville to 5 miles north of Forsh Valley and moving east at 50 miles per hour. This includes Interstate 40 between mile markers 53 and 111. A tornado watch remains in effect for the Warren area. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms, although not immediately likely. If a tornado is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety inside a sturdy structure, such as a basement or a small interior room. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for Conway County, Southern Johnson, Northeastern Logan, Pope, West Central Van Buren, and Northern Yell County until 11 p.m. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service, North Little Rock.
Skywarn.
This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn at the National Weather Service. Severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County, northeastern Polk County, eastern Scott County, and southwestern Yell County has been issued, and it is until 10:45 p.m. At 10:12 p.m., there was a line of storms located along a line extending from 2 miles west of Cardiff to 8 miles west of Odin to 2 miles north of Caney Creek Wilderness and moving east at 50 miles per hour. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County, northeastern Polk County, eastern Scott County, and southwestern Yell County until 10:45 p.m. A tornado watch does still remain in effect until 3 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday morning for northwestern Arkansas. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn. This is KF5FBR, net control for Arkansas Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Johnson, southern Newton, northern Pope, Searcy County, and northwestern Van Buren County until 11:15 p.m. At 10:26 p.m., there was a line of storms located along a line extending from 7 miles northwest of, or 7 miles west of Walnut to 3 miles east of Holman and moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Johnson, southern Newton, northern Pope, Searcy County, and northwestern Van Buren County until 11:15 p.m. This is KF5FBR, Net Control for Arkansas Skywarn. Any stations wishing to check into the net, call Net Control.
Skywarn.
This is KF5FBR, Net Controls, Arkansas Skywarn. Still have a few warnings in effect. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Johnson, southern Newton, northern Pope, Searcy County, and northwestern Van Buren County until 11:15. Severe thunderstorm warning for Conway County, southern Johnson, northeastern Logan, Pope County, west central Van Buren, and northern Yell County until 11 p.m. And then a severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County, northeastern Polk County, eastern Scott County, and southwestern Yell County for another few minutes until 10:45 p.m. And that completes the list. Also have the tornado watch that is out until 3 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the northwestern northwestern third of the state of Arkansas. So we'll expect the severe weather to continue on for just a little while longer. Forecasters seem to think that it's starting to weaken, however. However, do not let your guard down, and if you see anything that's of any kind of reportable criteria at all, call Net Control. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn National Weather Service. At 10:43 p.m., the National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Garland County, western Perry County, northwestern Saline County, and southern Yell County until 11:15 p.m. At 10:41 p.m., National Weather Service radar was detecting a line of thunderstorms located 7 miles southeast of Forsh Valley or 15 miles south of Danville and moving east at 50 miles per hour. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for northern Garland, western Perry, northwestern Saline, and southern Yell County until 11:15 p.m. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn.
Skywarn.
W from KF5SBR, Skywarn Net Control. Would you like to check into the net?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll be available for the next couple of days, and I'll be up late tonight watching this as it comes through, so that'll be fine. I'm currently in North Little Rock, headed up to Maw Mill.
KC5CQW, Damon in North Little Rock heading towards Maw Mill. It looks like the situation is starting to slack and maybe just a little bit. We do still have some warnings out for severe thunderstorms and still have a tornado watch until 3 a.m., although the general consensus here is that maybe some of the tornadic activity is starting to slacken off a little bit. So anyway, just stay right here and we'll keep you posted. Anybody else listening, check in the Arkansas Skywarn Net. Please call Net Control. KF5SBR Net Control for Arkansas Skywarn. As a review of the warnings, we've got in effect severe thunderstorm warning for Northern Garland, Western Perry, Northwestern Saline, and Southern Yell County until 11:15 p.m. And then a severe thunderstorm warning for Northeastern Johnson, Southern Newton, Northern Pope, Searcy County, and Northwestern Van Buren County in North Central Arkansas until 11:15 p.m. This is KF5SBR Net Control for Arkansas Skywarn. If there's any stations that would like to check into the net, please call Net Control.
No,
KF5ULI. 5ULI, KF5SBR Net Control, go ahead. Have you experienced any hail or high winds or anything else like that?
It's getting pretty windy. I'm not sure how fast it is because it's blowing pretty hard. And I don't have the rain gauge out. It's pretty wet out there. I'm up on Highway 250, 400 yards from Van Buren County line on the Syracuse side.
Forecaster is standing right here, and he says, yep, that's probably right on the rain there. So let us know if you get any hail or high winds or anything like that. We appreciate you being out there. KF5ULI, KF5FBR. Okay, there's another station in there. Your signal is kind of distorted. You can try it one more time, but I noticed that last time you transmitted, and I still haven't been able to make out anything that you've been transmitting. Go ahead.
KC5YWN Mobile.
KC5YWN from KF5FBR Skywarn Net Control. Would you like to check into the net this evening?
KF5FDR, good evening to you. This is Mike. I'm in Adona, Arkansas, in Perry County. I do believe that our county might be under a thunderstorm warning or a watch at this time. I'm not for sure. I have not seen any kind of reports, but at the current time, seeing heavy rain, I don't know exactly what the extent of rainfall is per hour it is, but we have any reportable criteria of hail or damaging winds at this time, but I am monitoring in our local area there. Over.
KC5YWN, Mike in Adona, thanks for checking in this evening. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for Northern Garland, Western Perry, Northwestern Saline, and Southern Yell County until 11:15 p.m. And then also, actually that just expired. Stand by. Looks like all of our warnings have expired at this time. This is KF5FBR, Net Control for Arkansas Skywarn. Just let us know if you see anything that's reportable.
Roger, roger. Will do. I'm almost back to my QTS, but we'll be monitoring, and if there's any kind of reportable criteria in my local QTH, my local area, I will report it as soon as possible. But we'll be monitoring and on standby. KC5 will have be in the mobile.
All right, Mike, thanks for that. And looks like they may not be going to reissue anything quite yet right now. It looks like the general trend this evening is that the storms are going to start calming down at this point. But we're going to keep an eye open for the next few minutes, and when they tell us to secure the net, that's what we'll be doing. This is KF5FBR, Net Control for Arkansas Sky. Warn any stations that wish to check in or that have reportable criteria, please call Net Control.
I stepped away.
This is KC5IAM. Operating on battery power at this time as the front moves into my area.
Chris, you said you're running on battery power. Is that because of a power outage? And do you have any wind or hail or anything of that nature?
Some fairly strong wind, estimated at 35 to 40 miles per hour. A lot of tree movement. I assume that's what's caused the power outage.
I'll field that report for you. Thanks for calling in. And right now there are no active watches or warning. Or actually, I should rephrase. There is a tornado watch until 3 a.m., but there are no active warnings that I'm aware of this time. If there are any, of course, you'll hear them here. Thanks for the report. KC5IAM, KF5FBR, Net Control, Arkansas, Skywarn.
Skywarn.
Control, this is Kilo Delta.
Station calling in control, go ahead.
This is RLQ with a question. I was calling to see you guys accepting check-ins at this time.
RLQ, KF5FBR, Skywarn Net Control. Benjamin, that's correct. We are accepting check-ins, although I will tell you that the event is winding down, we believe. Keeping an eye on it. Where are you located, Benjamin?
I'm going to be located on top of at my secondary position, which is Rawling Road over on top of Bisonal, behind or right across from the Fellowship Bible Church up there on Rolling Road.
Okay, Benjamin, just as soon as I said that, National Weather Service in Little Rock issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Garland, eastern Perry, west central Pulaski, and northwestern Saline County until midnight. At 11:24 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm is located near Hot Springs Village and moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. This warning includes Interstate 430 between mile markers 6 and 8, and it also includes Interstate 630 between mile markers 6 and 7. There is a tornado watch that remains in effect until 3 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday morning for northwestern Arkansas. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Garland, eastern Perry, west central Pulaski, and northwestern Saline County until midnight. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn. Station calling, you're kind of noisy. Can you boost your power? Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me all right now?
Much better. Go ahead.
Okay, this is KC5YWN Mobile in Adona. I want to go ahead and secure my station. Wanted to check in earlier when I was mobile. I'm sitting here off of Highway 10, where it intersects, you can go east or west. looking straight due north from where my point is. Petitjean Mountain is just due north of me, about probably 5.2 to 6.1 miles north of me. Really not much to report here in my area. I'm not too far from the Perry-Conway County line. I'm roughly probably about 3.5 miles from the county line, maybe 4 miles from the county line. So from my point of view, nothing really happening here. Just an extravagant lightning event. No hail to report. No damaging winds to see or report. No flooding. So at this time, I request to secure my station at this time.
KF5ULI, Angie, is that stuff finally getting past you up there?
Chris, I'm requesting permission to secure. Just FYI, in the last 45 minutes, I went out and checked the Kokoroz rain gauge, and we have exactly 1 inch.
Understand, 1 inch in 45 minutes. We're at Searcy County, is that correct?
I'm right at the Searcy County line and the Van Buren County line near Archie Road on Highway 254.
I'll let them know. Thanks a lot. Have a good night. Thank you for being out there. This is KF5FBR Net Control. All stations stand by for a bulletin from the National Weather Service. National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for western Fulton County in north central Arkansas until midnight at 11:33 p.m. A severe thunderstorm was located 7 miles north of Salem or 2 miles east of Sturkey and moving north at 40 miles per hour. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for western Fulton County until 11:33 p.m., until midnight central daylight time. This is KF5FBR, Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn. National Weather Service, North Little Rock. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn. National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Cleburne, eastern Faulkner, and northern White County until 12:15 a.m. At 11:38 p.m., the National Weather Service radar observed a storm located 3 miles south of Enola or 15 miles east of Conway and moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. A tornado watch remains in effect until 3 a.m. this Tuesday morning for northwestern Arkansas. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Cleburne, eastern Faulkner, and northern White County until 12:15 a.m. This is KF5FBR, Net Control for Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service, North Little Rock. KF5FBR, Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning for western Fulton County and north central Arkansas until midnight. There's also a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Garland, eastern Perry, west central Pulaski, and northwestern Saline County until midnight. And then also a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Cleburne, eastern Faulkner, and northern White County until 12:15 a.m. Those are our three warnings that are currently in effect, and then also our tornado watch remains in effect until 3 a.m. Tuesday morning for northwestern Arkansas. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn. If there are any stations that would like to check into the net or have any criteria reportable at all, call Net Control. This is KF5FBR, Net Control for Arkansas Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Faulkner, southern Jackson, northern Lonoke, northwestern Monroe, Prairie County, northern Pulaski County, White County, and Woodruff County until 12:45 a.m. At 11:57 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. These storms were located along a line extending from 6 miles southwest of Crosby to 2 miles west of Cabot to Levy and moving east at 55 miles per hour. This includes Interstate 30 between mile markers 141 and 142. This includes Interstate 40 between mile markers 141 and 217. This includes Interstate 430 between mile markers 7 and 12, and Interstate 440 between mile markers 8 and 14. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Faulkner, southern Jackson, northern Lone Oak, northwestern Monroe, Prairie County, northern Pulaski County, White County, and Woodruff County until 12:45 a.m. This is KF5FBR, net control for Arkansas Skywarn. Any stations with any reportable criteria or with that wish to check in, please call net control.
Skywarn.
KF5SKA, go ahead, Terry.
I'm just checking into the net. I'm paying attention to what's going on, and I'm just going to be lurking out here on the side, and if there's anything, I'll say it.
All right, Terry, I got you on the log, and thanks for being in there this evening. I got a severe thunderstorm warning that's currently in effect for a good number of counties out there, to include northern Pulaski County. So northern Pulaski and Lone Oak County here in the metro. So just keep your eyes open. Let me know if you see anything of note. This is KF5FBR, Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn.
Roger, but I've heard one report here and one report elsewhere about high winds in Sherwood. So I've got eyes down in Argentina.
Where did those reports come from? Were those public service, or what were those reports on?
I talked to a couple other folks on the W5ELK repeater, and Frank said something about some high winds in Sherwood there, and then I heard some reports of high winds in Sherwood here just not long ago. And so, I'm in Argentina.
All right. Hey, would you do me a favor? Would you jump on over there and encourage them to come on over here with any reports that they have? It's kind of few and far between for us right now because so many folks are at home and in bed. So if they got anything to report, if they'd relay it to me, I'd really appreciate it.
They had already indicated on leaving that repeater and going elsewhere. I thought they were coming over here, so I'm not sure where they are right now.
All right, that's okay. I was just hoping to be able to relay something to the forecasters here. So anyway, we know that the winds are strong out here. That's what prompted the severe thunderstorm warning. All right, Terry, we'll leave frequency clear. I've got you on the log, and thanks for checking in. This is KF5FBR, Net Control.
Skywarn.
Net Control, I'm imagining that they are monitoring nonetheless, and this is KF5SKA, clear for now.
KF5FBR, this is W5RCH.
It's Victor.
Okay, I heard W5RCH Rich in there. Rich, go ahead.
I was the one of them on the Elks talking. I've got 28 mile per hour winds here at the house. I got a weather station high up on my roof, and that's what it's reporting right now.
Hey, Rich, thanks for popping over here. I got you on the log. I also heard another station in there. Rich, I should ask you to stand aside for a second. There was another station that you doubled with. Would the other station come forward, please?
Affirmative.
Net Control, this is Kilo Delta 5, Julie, Victor. P5JVV from KF5FBR, Net Control. Can you give me your first name and where you're located, and do you have anything to report?
first name is William, Whiskey, India, Lima, Lima, India, Alpha Mike. I was just confirming the high winds. We had a blast maybe 5 minutes there, estimated 40 miles an hour.
All right, William, and where are you located?
I'm at the 36 and Colonel Glenn area. We're starting to receive some pretty severe lightning now.
Okay, thanks for the report. I'll relay that. All right, just so everybody that's just joined the net knows, we're expecting this thunderstorm activity to kind of fall off in intensity. We have been expecting it for a while, and it's just kind of not falling off as quickly as we expected. But nonetheless, it is supposed to decline in intensity as the night goes on. We're going to have a kind of lull, and then tomorrow early afternoon and into the evening, then we'll have another bout of severe weather, with the southern half of Arkansas being in a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms. The entire state was within a slight risk, and we are expecting primarily a severe weather event with high winds, hail, and the occasional isolated tornado. So there's no doubt in my mind that after the net goes down this evening, that we'll most likely have the net up tomorrow. So we appreciate you guys all being in here, and there is a tornado watch that's still in effect until 3 a.m. local time. This is KF5FBR, Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn.
KF5FDR, this is Kilo Charlie 5, Juliet, Uniform, Quebec.
KC5JUQ from KF5FBR, I need your first name and your location. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Name's Neil, location Bryant at Reynolds Road at 930. We've got 45 mile an hour winds down here, and the lightning is getting pretty intense down here.
Copy all, I'll relay that. Appreciate the report, and if you see anything else or any stronger wind gusts or hail, just please let us know. This is KF5FBR, Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn.
5FBR, K9ADF.
Okay, station calling. I was just walking away from the radio. I heard a K9 call sign. What was the rest of it?
K9ADF.
Okay, that's a new one to me. Please give me your name and your location, please.
Well, Shane, my name is Steven. I'm in North Little Rock. You gave me my exam a few months back, matter of fact. I just wanted to let you know that something was a little strange about this storm.
Oh, Steven, you must change your call sign. I recognize your call, and recognize your name anyway. What's strange about the storm?
Well, you know, I live on a nice top of the hill here in North Little Rock. I can actually got a bird's eye view of the National Weather Service from here. And this is the first time I've ever seen a lot of transformers in a substation go out prior to, the front coming through. We're all out of power here on my section of North Little Rock.
Skywarn.
Okay, yeah, we're on generator power here at the National Weather Service as well, so I expect that you went out the same time we did. So you saw some power flashes, I guess, and how long ago was that?
Roger that. Oh, about 10, 12 minutes ago. It first started down toward Levy, but then due south of me here, I saw a huge flash. It might have been a substation, I'm not sure, but it was certainly more than, you know, just one of those single things.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll relay that. That's probably the same time we had our power outage here, but they may find that interesting. Okay, I'll relay those two reports, and anybody that has anything, any kind of criteria that they need to report, just go ahead and call Net Control.
3K.
Calling. That was a lot of static there. Did you have something you need to report to Net Control?
Yeah, Roger. had power outage down here in Argentina area, just as you were having KSL with K9ADF, and the wind is picking up.
Copy. Everybody stand by for just a second. I want to relay those last two reports. KF5FBR, net control.
KF5FBR, KC5J, I want to add to my report before you check it.
All right, Neil, go ahead and make it quick because I got a bulletin.
Shane, also adds there's tree debris, and I'm now in Old Mills, Mills Park Road and Shope Road area, Brian.
Is this debris or are the trees down?
Tree debris.
Stations, please stand by. National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Arkansas County, northern Grant County, east central Hot Spring County, northern Jefferson County, southern Lono County, central Monroe County, southern Prairie County, southeastern Pulaski County, and southeastern Saline County until 1 a.m. These storms are located along a line extended from near Meadow to 4 miles northeast of Prattsville and moving east at 55 miles per hour. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Arkansas, northern Grant, east central Hot Spring, northern Jefferson, southern Lonoke, central Monroe, southern Prairie, southeastern Pulaski, and southeastern Saline until 1 a.m. This is KF5FBR, net control for Arkansas Skywarn. All stations stand by. I'll be away from the radio for about 15 seconds. KF5FBR, net control returning.
KF5FBR. Little Charlie 5, India Alpha Mike.
James, go ahead.
Roger, just update. Still in the San Elizabeth community. Still out of power. Good day, care. KC5I.
Okay, James, hey, do you know who your power provider is out there?
Roger, we would be on First Electric Cooperative out of Perryville, home base in Jacksonville. AM follow-up, they have been notified by recorded telephone.
Skywarn.
I left phone with that.
All right, that's fine. Hey, I got to jump out here. I think we're going to get another bulletin. Just wanted to double-check there for you, but since you know already, I'll let that be. Okay, going to take a moment to step away here and pick up a bulletin. KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn with the review of what we got active right now. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Faulkner, southern Jackson, northern Lonoke, northwestern Monroe, Prairie County, northern Pulaski, Wake County, and Woodruff County until 12:45. And then we also have a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Arkansas, northern Grant, east central Hot Spring, northern Jefferson, southern Lonoke, central Monroe, southern Prairie, southeastern Pulaski, and southeastern Saline until 1 a.m. So quite a bit of severe weather out there, still out there this evening. Tornado watch remains in effect until 3 a.m. Tuesday morning. This is KF5FBR, Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service, North Little Rock.
KF5FBR, this is W5RCH.
Rich, go ahead.
After we talked last, I got a gust of 40.3 here.
You noted on the 40-mile-an-hour gust there in North Little Rock, and that's confirmed with what we're seeing here. Okay, severe thunderstorm warning was just issued for northeastern Cleburne, Independence County, southern Izzard, Jackson, southern Sharp, southeastern Stone, northeastern White, and extreme north-central Woodruff County until 1 a.m. At 12:17 a.m., the severe thunderstorms were observed located along the line extending from near Cushman to 5 miles south of Salado to 5 miles southeast of Step Rock and moving east at 50 miles an hour. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Cleburne, Independence, southern Izzard, Jackson County, southern Sharp, southeastern Stone, northeastern White, and extreme north central Woodruff County until 1 a.m. This is KF5FBR, net control for Arkansas Skywarn.
Just an update. I'm in Jacksonville, not North Little Rock. And more specifically, that gust is going to be on the corner of Loop and Graham here in Jacksonville. W5RCH.
Okay, 40 miles an hour in Jacksonville. All right, Rich, I didn't know that you were that close to me.
Far at all, man. Actually, Cassett works right down the road from you there in Cabot.
Skywarn.
Yeah, and Sarah works two doors down from Cassie, so, yep, not too terribly far away. In fact, pretty sure they speak to each other on the phone. Anyway, still a little bit of severe weather here. We keep waiting for it to drop off, and it keeps surprising us at every turn. But it is accelerating rapidly. It could be outside the county warning area in the next hour and a half to 2 hours. It's just an estimate, but anyway, most intense stuff seems to be in central and east central Arkansas, moving eastbound right now at a pretty good clip. This is KF5FBR net control.
Net control, this is Alpha Bravo 5, Papa Sugar. North White County, Larry's the name.
DB5PS, Larry in Northern White County, welcome to the net this evening. You are under a severe thunderstorm warning at this time, and what are you experiencing? Any high winds, hail, anything that is worth reporting?
We got some high winds, probably 40 knots. It's raining and some lightning and thunder.
Do you mean 40 miles per hour or 40 knots, and is that measured or is that just estimated?
About 40 miles an hour.
Okay, Larry, and more specifically, where are you in Northern White County? I'm familiar with the towns, or at least I got a map here. Where are you?
I'm just south of Russell, 4 miles north of Ball Mount.
Okay, I got you just south of Russell with 40 mile an hour winds. I appreciate the report, and they'll be on past you pretty quick here. They're moving east at about 50 miles an hour. This is KF5FBR, net control with Arkansas Skywarn.
Net control, this is RLQ.
Benjamin, go ahead. This is KF5FBR, net control.
Storms over here at West Little Rock are starting to subside a little bit. I've got a little bit of light mist. Well, light's not as frequent as it was earlier, but it looks like everything is pretty much dying out. We're just getting spurts of maybe about 5 second downpours and then they leave. So it looks like this thing is pretty much all over here. If I can confirm that, I'd like permission to secure the station.
Skywarn.
Yeah, Benjamin, it looks like the worst of it is definitely going through the eastern part of the metro now, so it's past you. So you're welcome to secure your station. Please tune back in tomorrow for the next episode of Severe Weather. This is KF5FBR, net control, Arkansas Skywarn.
out there for sure. I'm not going to miss this event for nothing. This thing right here is kind of got me kind of a little pedoed at it. But anyways, I'll definitely be out there and ready to report. I'll be leaving work about around 4:30 to 5 o'clock, and I'll be out there immediately as soon as the storm starts getting the fire. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good night. This is KF5 FBR Net Control. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Faulkner, southern Jackson, northern Lonoke, northwestern Monroe, Prairie County, northern Pulaski, Wake County, and Woodruff County until 12:45. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Cleburne, Independence, southern Izard, Jackson County, southern Sharp, southeastern Stone, northeastern White, and extreme north central Woodruff County until 1 a.m. Also, severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Arkansas, northern Grant, East Central Hot Spring, Northern Jefferson, Southern Lonoke, Central Monroe, Southern Prairie, Southeastern Pulaski, and Southeastern Saline County until 1 a.m. Those are three warnings that still remain in effect. At least one of them seems to be about ready to expire. But that's about it. We also have the tornado watch that remains in effect until 3 a.m. Tuesday morning. This is KF5 FBR Net Control. Stand by for another weather bulletin from the Weather Service. National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Jackson, east central Lonoke, northern Monroe, Prairie County, eastern White County, and Woodruff County until 1 a.m. At 12:32 a.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms. This line of storms was extending from 9 miles south of Jacksonport to 5 miles northeast of Georgetown to near Prairie Center and moving east at 50 miles per hour. This includes Interstate 40 between mile markers 175 and 218. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for southern Jackson, east central Lonoke, northern Monroe, Prairie County, eastern White County, and Woodruff County until 1 a.m. This is KF5 FBR, net control with Arkansas Skywarn. Any stations that have anything at all to report or would like to check into the net, please call net control. KF5 FBR, go ahead.
On the 165-570 area in North Little Rock, we have pretty good lightning, very little rain, and generally no wind. I'm assuming that the backside of the storm is passing through now.
Yeah, just so everybody knows what's going on, looks like the thunderstorms are pretty much spreading from just southwest of the Hot Springs area up through just east of Little Rock and then in a bow, kind of like in a bow shape up towards Batesville and then on out of the state to the north from there. So pretty much if you're in the Little Rock metro, the stuff that is coming through that has been severe, that will be the end of it, at least for a little while. This is KF5 FBR, Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn. Don, if you need to secure, you're free to do so.
Skywarn.
Everything was pathetic. So, yeah, if you need me, you know where to get me. Thank you very much, Net Control. Kilo Foxtrot 5, Quebec, Whiskey, India. I will be secure.
Good night. This is KF5 FBR, Net Control. Terry, go ahead.
Yes, everything's cleared out weather-wise. It sounds right here, but you know, as I reported earlier, power outage in down in downtown Little Rock by the river or in the area. There's a couple of pockets that might have some power, but there's large swaths of North Little Rock with no power.
All Yeah, Terry, we had a report of some power flashes probably about 30 to 45 minutes ago. I'd imagine all that stuff is connected. As soon as, I'm sure they'll get the power fixed as soon as they can. Appreciate you being there this evening, and looks like the worst of it's off to your east, so if you'd like to secure, you're also welcome to do so. All right, Terry, good night. Thanks for checking in. This is KF5FBR Net Control.
Oh, this is W5RCH.
Go ahead, Rich.
Hang my head up for the night, man. I got to get some rest.
You and me both, buddy. I'll talk with you soon. Have a good night. W5RCH, KF5FBR, Net Control 73.
We'll talk to you later. You have a good night, and hopefully you get some rest tonight, too. Anyway, 73s, man. Take it easy. W5RCH, clear.
K9ADF, Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to add my kudos. I can't think of anybody who does this better, man. Unfortunately, my power is still out, so I can't check the radar. I'm still seeing some strong lightning to the west. Do you see anything there?
Steven, this looks like there's some post-frontal stuff that's happening out there. There's probably still going to be a few flashes of lightning. I do see some cells that are coming into Arkansas from out of Oklahoma, but forecasters haven't really said much about those. I'll ask about them here real quick and see what they think about the general trend and let everybody know. But otherwise, most everything is laying on a line of about 20 miles east of Hot Springs out to the Lone Oak, Pulaski County line, and then bowing up towards Batesville and then on out of the state from there. So pretty much getting east of the metro at this time.
Hey, roger that. But yeah, I appreciate that. 73s to you and all. K9ADF. Yeah, man. Fantastic job. I'm overwhelmed. What can I say? I've already secured. I'm on HT. Till the power comes up, I'll probably still be hanging around, but I'll just be lurking, as they say. Have yourself a good one there, KF5FBR. Always a pleasure. 73, K9ADF. Clear for now.
Hey, Steven, thanks a lot for the kudos, and for those of you that love me, hate me, or otherwise, you can always tell my boss. That's KE5WLR. He's our Arkansas Skywarn coordinator. Have a good one, and 73, Steven. I'll check on those storms and get back to you. KF5FBR for Arkansas Skywarn. Just want to remind everybody that the tornado watch remains in effect until 3 a.m. There's also a severe thunderstorm watch that is to the east of the severe thunderstorm line. Pretty much, I guess I would say in the arrowhead of eastern Arkansas there. Some of you might be able to hear me, but most of the counties are in the Memphis County warning area. That is in effect until 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time. This is KF5FBR Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn.
Skywarn.
All right, for those of you waiting in for the convective outlook, the new day one just came out. There is a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southwest Arkansas, southeast Oklahoma, northwest Louisiana, central Texas, and northeast Texas. This moderate risk is pretty much in the southwestern quarter of Arkansas. It looks like they kind of dialed it back a little bit. The moderate risk also does not include the Little Rock Metro. It probably comes right up to, but doesn't really get into the Little Rock Metro. So if you're southwest of the metro, consider yourself in the moderate risk. Slight risk area for the entirety of the state, though, however. Break more follow-up. Just a little bit about what they say. Ahead of the front surface, dew points across the warm sector should be in the mid to upper 60s, resulting in moderate to strong instability by this afternoon. Thunderstorms are forecast to be ongoing at the start of the period across eastern Oklahoma, where an isolated threat for hail and wind damage may exist this morning. With surface heating, new thunderstorms are forecast to initiate along and ahead of the cold front from western Arkansas southwestward into north Texas by midday. The models quickly expand thunderstorm coverage with a MCS organizing and moving southeastward across the moderate risk area. Strong instability, steep mid-level lapse rates, and moderate to strong deep layer shear should be supportive of widespread severe thunderstorm development across the moderate risk area, where a significant severe weather event will be possible. The model suggests that swells may be discrete at the start of the event with a transition to a squall line. This would make the wind damage threat increasingly dominant as a linear MCS organizes early this evening. For this reason, an enhanced wind damage threat may be possible across the moderate risk area. So it looks like they're leaning toward wind, although I guess you can't ever rule out a possibility of a tornado anywhere in the area. Still, possibly a pretty big severe weather day tomorrow. We encourage all of you to be here for the Arkansas Skywarn Net tomorrow morning. And into the afternoon and evening as the threat materializes. I'm going to step away from the radio here for just a second. I'll be right back. This is KF5FBR, Net Control, Arkansas Skywarn. Now, there are no active warnings in effect at this time.
Change for me in there, N5DBC. I'm checking out.
N5DBC, KF5FBR, I show you checked off the log, 7-3. Good night.
KD5JVV, excellent job. I'm also checking out.
Skywarn.
KF5FBR, Net Control at the National Weather Service. At this time, we're going to secure the Arkansas Skywarn Net. I want to thank everybody for coming out this evening, for monitoring, for keeping me company when things were a little bit quiet, and also for giving us all these great reports that helped us, the forecasters here at the National Weather Service, make their warning decisions. Everything that you guys do is very important, and we appreciate it very, very much. So keep in mind, tomorrow we're expecting the weather to be kind of dicey early afternoon into evening, so we'll look forward to hearing you back in here again soon. This is KF5FBR with Arkansas Skywarn at the National Weather Service, North Little Rock, 7-3, and good night. All stations, please stand by.
The Little Rock System Skywarn Weather Net is over. Please wait 10 seconds. Repeater ready.
Welcome to the W5DI Repeater, Little Rock, Arkansas.